is Nakia.
Hello.
Hi, Nakia. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's Lisa Taylor calling you from the Elite Wiki Writers Compliance Team. I'm so sorry I'm calling you so late. Is it a good time to have a word right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for providing this time frame. I see that you've sent in the reasons why you're looking for a refund. Can you describe the situation in like very briefly so I can understand where you're coming from? I believe it's an issue, it's a quality issue from the team, correct?
100%, yes. It's a quality issue, but I was also misled about what you all could do. So, yes.
Okay, all right. I understand that, and I see that you have mentioned all the pointers there, and you also talking about some incorrect information being placed there. I believe the draft got revised for the second time, and you're still facing the same concern?
I'm not on the board of the Illinois Press Association. I sent my LinkedIn profile and other links where you all would be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
You all, I am currently a consultant. My LinkedIn page tells you that I'm the former CEO of the Chicago Sun-Times, and I'm currently a co-founder of a startup. I was a consultant 8 years ago, so I'm not an African-American consultant right now. So your first sentence both times has been wrong. But I've already described that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand.
I was a Pulitzer Prize. Wait a minute, ma'am. That I was a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. That was very scary to me. One, because I'm in the media industry. The media is already an industry that's under attack, and I must operate with integrity. In order to win a Pulitzer Prize, you must be a journalist. I'm not a journalist. There's nothing that I gave you all that said that I'm a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. Do you see my problem?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's like saying that I've won a Grammy or an Emmy, and I'm not in those fields. That is 100% incorrect, and that is huge in terms of integrity. And so I went so far as to ask if your researchers are in the United States, because someone in the United States would have known just how big of an issue that was, and they never would have put that on there. That is a significant error. You might as well say that I was Barack Obama's wife. Like, it's that wrong.
Oh, my God. That is quite embarrassing. I'm so sorry you had to go through this, Nikia.
Okay, so then it's not elite, right? So I'm concerned. There's an integrity issue.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand.
The original conversation that I had with the gentleman who called me, and it's important for me to stress that the person called me. If I had called you all and said, write something about me, and then this is all you came up with, I would have been like, okay, that's the best that they did. But for some reason, you all called me. I thought that you all saw something distinct in my background. Here's my background. My background, and I've told you all this, is I am the first African-American CEO of a major newspaper country in the history of the United States. You're telling me that because you can't find that somewhere, that you can't post it. You're telling me that now. All you had to do was go to the top 20 publications for newspapers and see, and Google the CEOs and see that there's never been a black one. That takes maybe 2 hours of research. That's what's unique about my profile. What's unique about my profile was I became a CEO in the third largest city in the United States at one of the most reputable newspaper companies in the history of the country when I was 39 years old. I got 40 under 40 here. I've been known as a leader in journalism, number 10 on the top 20 most powerful people in journalism. I've been rated one of the most powerful people in Chicago by several different organizations. You all don't have that anywhere. You have that I did consulting work at MIT and Duke. That's not unique, and I've said that to each person that I've talked to, and now you're asking for an explanation. This is my explanation. There are things that are absolutely unique about my profile, and you all have none of that in there because you can't find it. I was told that you all research things. There is a a website that shows the top 20 newspaper companies in the United States by circulation. All you have to do is research 20 of them and see that none of them have had a black CEO. It's that easy.
That is correct.
And that's what I would say. The other stuff that you all put in there is on my LinkedIn page, and it's on pages that I'm applying for publicly traded boards. It's not unique. It's just my resume. They already have my resume. You all were supposed to be providing something different. At least that's what you told me, and you haven't done that.
I completely understand where you're coming from. I can see what a dissatisfactory job the team has done. I can clearly see that the team that is assigned on your project, in terms of content writing, they are clearly not well equipped, because you've given them two chances and they have come back with everything the same or worse, to be very honest with you. So I'm not going to beat around the bush, Nikia, and I'm not going to take a lot of your time. I work with transparency and honesty, and I'd like to be precise in the next plan of action that we are about to have or do. Here's the deal. Give me 24 hours. I'll provide you a draft tomorrow from my personal content writer, and that is the final call. If you see that and if you feel that it's the same thing again, no questions asked, just leave me a message in writing that you want a refund, and I'm going to go ahead and initiate that. That sounds fair? I'm not asking you for any additional time frame. I'm not asking for the feedback. I just want to give it one last try with my personal guys, the guys that I trust and the guys who personally work on my projects. I just want to see what they can develop. If that doesn't make sense to you at all, and if it's the same thing all together again, we're not going to go back in circles, okay? We will initiate a refund, and we can take it from there. Because I understand that this entire process has already been a nightmare for you. So I don't want to make it worse, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Nikia. I'm truly grateful to you to give me this chance to actually try one last time. Let me fix this, and then we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thanks.
What time can I call you tomorrow? Same time?
Yeah, try the same time.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much once again, Nikia. Let me just get right to it, and I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.